Okay, welcome everybody to Community News. This is CoCruncher and
Ken Fallon.
And let's start by welcoming a few new hosts. That's Dave, New Age Techno Hippie, and Epicanus. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio.
And your little friend there who you're babysitting as well for the show.
Yeah, that's Loopy. She's barking in the background. I don't know exactly what she's saying.
Okay, so shall we start off doing the show review for last month?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, episode 741 was us talking on HPR community news for last month. And you mentioned in that show that we should put out the call to see if people wanted to join for this month. But I guess it's a bad weekend given the 4th of July holidays for the majority of our listeners. But
yeah, and the 1st of July holiday for Canadians.
What's the festival, pray tell? Forgive my ignorance.
It's Canada Day, 1st of July, so it's a long weekend for us as well.
Yes. Okay, but what we'll do is we'll put this as a regular thing into our Google Calendar page, which I'm planning on embedding into the HPR website. And the address information will be provided from the to the Mumble server, kindly donated by the guys over at Linux Basics. Works out quite well.
So I have a question about the Mumble server. Is this just for a certain period of time that we have it, or are we going to have it for longer?
I think the guys have registered. They've registered another domain name. And their view is that they wanted to make it as a service for the greater community. And they've put on rooms and stuff for basically anybody who wants to come in. There's HPR room there. And you just, if you've never used Mumble before, download the client. You put in the information, the server information, the port number. You pick a username. And then you're dumped into a lounge, and you can just pick your icon up and drop them into the HPR room. And if there's anyone there, they will, and you say hello physically into your microphone, they will hear it on the other side. It couldn't be simpler.
Okay.
So while I was here last month, recording last month's show, one of the guys called Dave came on board and he was checking it out. So I took the opportunity of recording a show there, and he did the now obligatory How I Got Into Linux show. And that actually was the How I Got Into Linux thing was actually started by Monster B. He did a series sometimes back, and it was one of the more popular ideas. And it seems like a very good one for people to wet their feet.
Yes, absolutely. So I know that 742 was like the first show you recorded with Mumble, and there was a comment about the sound quality, but I think you figured out how to deal with that.
Yeah, it's not, I was using a cheap mic, and since then I'm now using, for this episode and subsequent episodes, I'm using my Zoom H2, which also doubles as a mic. It's a solid state recorder, but if you just plug in a USB in it, it works as a regular mic. And I'm using a good quality headset, so there's no feedback, which was a lot of the issues. So the following day was episode 5 in Scarlett's series, The Language Frontier. And the day after...
No, you skipped one. Sorry. 743, the Beagle Board.
K5 went and interviewed Jason Kreidner about Beagleboard. What do you think of that one?
It's really interesting. I mean, just because it's fanless and doesn't need a lot of power, there's so much you can do with it. I just checked out the website, and there are lots of projects actually using the Beagleboard.
Yeah, you did some robotics hardware hacking stuff, so this would be right up your alley.
Yeah, I did. That was like many years ago. So.
I'm still have you on board for some HPR episodes on that. But
I think I'm going to do the t-shirt one first.
Okay, then. I must say I'm a sucker for this hardware hacking stuff. I've never really done any hardware hacking as yet, but it's always something that I find intriguing and basically want to do.
It's very intriguing. It just takes a lot of time, and I'm just still waiting for this HPR show that kind of does like a 101 introduction to hardware hacking that I could just get started again.
Yeah.
I also have an Arduino which I'm kind of flying around on my desk here, and I hope I get some kind of introduction to something that I really want to do.
And then 744 was the Knowledge Frontier episode 5. And then we had Mr. Gadgets, who is saving my queue. Thank you very much, Mr. Gadgets. Give us a rundown on the innovative software about the Wings spreadsheet software program.
And I have to say that Wings thing is misspelled, which somebody pointed out in the comments. It actually should be Wings with a Z at the end. And I'm wondering how, can we make corrections
to
this?
Can,
Do I have to go into the database to correct it?
Yeah, I'll have to go into the database, but not to worry, I can do that.
I think we should.
No problem.
Sorry for the misspelling.
We are human. Okay. Can you remind me to do that after the show, please?
Yes, I'll put a note into the show notes, maybe.
Okie dokie. Interview 746 was an interview I did with Tony Whitmore about OggCamp 11, and that was also recorded with Mumble. Just a reminder for everybody, it'll be on August 13th and 14th in Farnham Maltings in the UK. And when I was looking this up, I realized that I'd spent a year living within about 5 kilometers of there. So it's a really nice area, really good beer. It's easy to get to from Gatwick Airport if you're flying in. We will be holding, we will have a booth there, and I'll probably offer to do a talk about HPR. And if I do, and it's accepted because it's a bar camp, so you don't know who's going to vote for it or whatever. So if people are interested in that and I get to talk, I will record that as a show, and hopefully during that show, I will record somebody else's doing a podcast in that show. So that is my plan. And if you're coming, I know that JWP is going to be coming over, and I'm looking forward to seeing him. And if there's anybody else, please give me a shout.
Okay, 747. I was kind of talking to Phoenix for the first time, and we talked about botnets, which was very interesting, and then we talked about DNS tunneling, which was kind of a little bit over my head.
No, it was cool.
But I hope people got something out of it.
I actually, Bob, a friend of mine, tried that one time. Didn't work as it happened, but it's kind of interesting. The following day we had 748, Dismal Science, doing my favorite audio casts. And Brother Mouse says he totally agrees about Babbage.
Yes, I listen to Babbage too. Yeah. It's an interesting podcast.
Okay.
Nevertheless, one thing I was kind of hoping for with this podcast was that there would be all the links to these audio casts.
Yeah.
That would have been a great thing for the show notes.
Yeah, if you're doing, and this is a great series as well, my favorite audio cast, because everybody who obviously is listening to Hacker Public Radio listens to podcasts. So if you're doing these, my favorite audio casts or what's on my MP3 player ones, can you send an export of your OPML file or your Bashpotter file or whatever export file you have, even if it's only a text file, with the links, and we'll add that to the show notes.
Did you say OPML file?
Yes, it's a, as you probably know, and the listeners probably know, I'm a XML junkie. It's a format for exporting RSS feeds. So if you have a list of news items in your podcatcher or in your RSS reader, it's a standard format that you can export from one application into another. So if you use Google Reader or Google Listen, you can export your podcasts into OPML.
Okay, 749, I guess. This one is titled Editing the Podcast, Part 1, Preparation.
That was Robin from Robin Gatling from the Full Circle podcast. He's got a whole series of these queued up, and they're it's part of our syndicated Thursday. And I was thinking that we should probably, we've gotten a lot of these audio podcasts, you know, how to do your show, how to edit your show, auditing tips. You know, Klaatu did one on Audacity, and Pipeline Music did one on Audur. So we should probably put them together somewhere so that people can pick their shows depending on their skill level.
Yes, absolutely. And what I like about these show notes is that they actually say the runtime of the show, which I find nice information.
Yes, it's actually a very, very nice. His shows are the whole Full Circle podcast is very well edited. It's like a professional. He's trimmed down the intro of HPR nice and short. He merges it into his own. It's very clear what he's doing. And as an example of how to edit a show, this is, of course, that takes a lot of time, and I will not be doing that for this, but as a goal, it's definitely a good starting off point. Actually, that runtime thing is something that we can get, so we should actually have that automatically added into the show notes.
Yes, with our reworking of the whole CMS,
yes,
and so
indeed.
On.
More about that later. Tune in to the second half of HPR Community News. Then we had my Pat to Linux, the new age techno hippie, starting 1995, Red Hat. Fedora, and then he was saying that he didn't like the change from Red Hat to Fedora, so he switched to Slackware and then to Arch Linux, and he's now started using MIMO and the Zen 900. So hopefully we'll be hearing a lot more from him as time goes on. There are he's also. No, I probably won't. He's been in touch about some ideas for other shows, so I'm very excited about those ones. The next one was Binary Evolutions, which is Lord Dragonbluth and Downer, with lots and lots and lots of links to the topics in question. This was a show that I bumped up the queue because there was it was Downer's first show, or so I thought until I heard it in the stream. Apparently he did co-hosted one earlier on, but he didn't get credit for it, which is again something we'll be rectifying in the new CMS, that you'll be able to assign multiple hosts to a single show. And there was some comments in about the talking over each other in the show.
Yeah, I know. That's, I think, something that is often criticized, like new people doing podcasts, that they talk over each other. But it's really hard not to, I have to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of it in that show was as a result of the recording two different WAV files. And I've also noticed it here when we record Mumble, that for the same recording, you have a minute or two extra at the end. So what I've had to do is go in and delete the silence, delete spaces of silence on the longer track to try and get them back. It was very noticeable at the end of the last HPR admin show. It seemed like I was talking over Alden the whole time, when in fact it was that the audio tracks had got out of sync.
Oh, I see. So you actually, when you record with Mumble, is it a lot of manual work in the end?
Well, last month it was, because your mic was on the whole time, so I had to put mutes in. But recording the episode for CC Hits, it was actually quite okay, because I had my mic muted whenever I wasn't talking. And then I just noticed at the end that there was this extra space. And then when I listened to the questions and answers at the back, at the end of the show, I realized that they had gone out of phase. And that kind of happens with WAV files. I remember Pipeman Music was talking about this on the Open Source Musicians podcast, that there's you can get a WAV file with timing in it so that that doesn't happen. But I guess that's not been implemented with Mumble.
Okay. But back to the content of this show. I mean, I found it really interesting. It was actually good that it got bumped up, because they talked about a lot of kind of news item that if they would have been in the normal queue, they would have been a little bit out of date.
Yeah, exactly. And there is rule one there is for that type of thing. For, you know, stuff that's newsworthy, it needs to be bumped to the top of the queue. In this case, I asked a few people if they minded, and they didn't. So, and then we had
okay.
Sorry, you want to take 752?
No, you go for it.
Okay. My Path to Linux, Knoppics, Mr. Gadgets. Yes, in fact, we have reached the Knoppics station. But the journey is not over. No, not at all. And the next one?
755. Barryman again with his jazz.
753, surely? Interview with
Clatius. Did we skip 753?
Yeah, 753.
Oh.
This was K5 entering. K5, oddly enough, interviewing Clatu, who is the all-time favorite host here on HBR. And he was talking about Slacker Media, which is a distribution, a meta distribution, done by, maintained by Clatu and based on Slackware.
And it's actually really interesting to look at their website and also see all the tools that they're using. And the documentation is really great.
Yes, it is. It's but I shudder at the concept of building something on Slackware and having to maintain this whole thing. But I guess if you're already a Slackware person.
I think it's just a documentation on how to get your, how to actually set up your Slackware for if you're a media person.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's a real distro on its own.
No. Well, it is in the same way Linux from scratch is a distro, so, and that's nothing but a document.
Okay.
And then Scarlet episode 6 was the last episode in the language frontier, and there's a comment there about the universal language, that English is a universal language and Esperanto is a dream. So if you want to read that, you can.
Read the comment.
No, if one, our listeners, want to read comments, they
can.
Oh,
okay.
You just go to the syndication page and you'll see links to the comments. And now, you were talking about 755?
I don't know why I skipped so far ahead. Yeah, 755. I think I skipped so far ahead because I kind of really like this show, because it's really, it's Barryman, and he really knows what he's talking about, and you can learn a lot about, how to record music with Linux.
Yes, this is his stuff is another one that's going to be going on to this audio page whenever we get it set up.
Yes.
And he's got a lot of people are interested in it. Really interesting stuff. I could listen all day. And yes, that is actually the feeling you get. And I'm beginning to get into his, I don't know if he's picked a more middle of the road type jazz tunes, but they're becoming, I can listen to them now. Do you like jazz?
Well, you know, after the last time when we both kind of admitted that we don't like jazz, I felt a little bad because I really liked his show.
Yeah.
So, yes, I like, you know, musicians, and I can listen to jazz when I can see the person actually doing it or know more about the person doing it. But I'm not a person that goes to jazz concerts.
All right. And then the following day, we had Joel doing basic RF. And this was actually in direct, was a request by myself for more on the, more information from Joel on basic, you know, an introduction to RF and what's actually going on. And I found it quite interesting, really interesting. He's got some very good links there to AM/FM single sideband, which I listened to and followed along the show. He did record the show while walking to the bus, so that is takes away somewhat from the audio quality, and that's somebody mentions that in the comments, which is fair enough. I've been accused of that very same thing myself in one show. I think it was episode 78 way back when, but as Droop said to me back then, HPR is about the quality of the content and not necessarily about the quality of the audio. So I hope Joel continues to do that. And I've asked him if he wouldn't mind. What I think would be really cool, if we did have two listeners, if there was somebody else within radio range of Joel that could go on a radio, on the CB or whatever, and record a show that's recorded over the airwaves, so that we could get a feeling for what one of these shows would be like, or, you know, what the communication would be like. What do you think of that idea?
I absolutely like the idea. I didn't quite like the comment that he got about the audio quality because it wasn't very constructive.
Yeah.
I think maybe if somebody has a show where the audio quality for some reason is not optimal, it may help to just mentioned that at the beginning of the show, like why the sound quality is like that, and then people may understand a little better.
Well, he did explain in the show that he was doing it deliberately so that he you know, you would get the feeling of the purpose of having your own licensed ham radio was so that you know, the audio quality was not going to be optimal. So that if you were into perfect audio quality, ham radio was, you know, this is what you can expect. It's not always brilliant. It can also be rough. So I guess in that vein, he was quite right in saying it. And I will say again here, we at HPR will accept any show so long as it's audible. And that means, you know, you might have to strain to listen to hear some words, you might have to you might have to rewind it or whatever to pick things up again. But if somebody has gone to the effort to make a show, then we're going to put it on for sure. With the show where they were talking over each other, I emailed the guys to say, you know, I'm putting it on, but you do know that it's that you're talking over each other, and apparently they did, and they had tried to edit it as much as possible, and that's what they got out of it. So at that point I thought, well, that's fair enough. You can't ask for more than that.
I guess so. And then everybody's free to actually listen to the show or not. So.
Yeah, exactly. If something that you can't handle, just, you know, delete it and move on to the next show. That's the thing about HPR. There's always something else. So 758 was an interview.
No, 757.
What are we doing today? We're all over the place.
We're all
messed up. You take 757.
Acknowledgement, courtesan. We can't skip that one.
No, we can't. Go for it.
Well, it's a great show. I don't think we can do it justice by, you know, talking about it. Everybody should just listen to it.
Some people, I don't know if he's done podcasting before, but if he hasn't, he's, you know, like a duck to water, it has to be said. So go listen to that show. The following day was myself, who is far from a podcaster, with an interview with John the Nice Guy Spriggs. And this was about cchits.net. And it was more, I had intended to interview the guy, but it was more like just a chat with John. So hopefully you went to cchit.net and you got something from it.
I actually went there and they are looking for developers and I was very tempted, but then I wouldn't have time to do anything for HPR.
No, don't go there. You don't want to go there. No, you do. Actually, I wanted to make a note here today that if it was a mammoth interview, so I guess maybe a lot of people missed it, but we are here on HPR. If people want to put Creative Commons music into their shows, feel free to do that, number one. And number two, if you are willing or want to submit shows to cchits.net on behalf of HPR, then feel free to do that. I'm thinking perhaps of people like Pokey, who have downloaded a lot of songs from Songfight.
And Berryman.
Yes, exactly. So the following day we had 759, I guess. It's 759, is it?
LPI study group. I had to look up on the web what LPI actually stands for, because they jump into the whole thing.
Yes. I wanted to give some background to this, but it's a... I think we covered it in the last, I mentioned in the last show, but the LPI is a Linux Professional Institute, and it's a, rather than get certified as Red Hat or Novell or whoever, HP or IBM version of Linux, it's a generic base of qualification that's vendor neutral. And it's actually quite well respected. So these guys are, there's 13 modules, they've got 13 weeks, will they do it? Because there's a test for $100 at the Ohio Linux Fest. Personally, I think they have their work cut out for them. So I thought in order to give them a little bit of promotion, we put that on Syndicated Thursday.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. And 760, the last one,
yep,
is Klaatu talking to
Rob Zero
of slacksbuilds.org. And I recommend everybody to actually look up slacksbuilds.org website to see what is there, because it's quite amazing. There's quite a wealth of builds for Slackware that you can get from there.
Do you run Slackware?
No.
Okay. Hello?
I only just started using Linux. I'm a Unix person.
Okay. That's allowed too, you know?
Yeah, it's not that far away from Linux, but it's different.
Yes, it is. But it's it actually was my first Linux distribution to get going, but that's something for another time. I just want to quickly go through the thanks and apologies. First of all, I'd like to thank 5150 for sending on a picture of a combine harvester, just to give you some background on that. We're still shipping HPR stickers, I know you guys are quite low on them, so we'll probably try and order some more. I have some for, so I sent out some recently, and I'll have some for Og Camp to give them out there. But people who have received them have started sending back pictures of them in the wild, and 5150 stuck one onto his combine harvester, and it was zoomed in quite close. You can see it on the Google Picasa website thing. So my kids didn't know what it was, and then I asked him for a bigger version of it, and he sent me a big, you know, a picture of the combine harvester in the field, and my kids were incredibly impressed that I knew somebody who had a combine harvester. There you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Lost in Bronx and Mr. Gadgets, thank you very much for letting me reschedule the shows. And Jonathan Nadeau from Frostbite Media looked across the three sites, the WordPress site and the Drupal site and HPR itself, to see how they were accessibility-wise. And I'd like to apologize to Ice Gnu for... or you had some trouble recording a show via the call-in line. If you do record a show via the call-in line, you must put a pound sign, Octothorpe hash sign at the end, or your recording doesn't get saved. Now, 5150 is looking into whether we can do something about that going forward. But they'll, you know, recordings, regardless, will be sent up. But he has offered to re-record, and hopefully he'll do that. So, anything else? How did the business cards go, by the way?
For self?
Yes.
They did not arrive in time.
No.
Unfortunately. I don't know what the problem was, but Moo reprinted them, and now there are 400 business cards with Pokey for the next whatever festival.
Okay, cool. Did we hear back anything on how it went itself?
No, I didn't hear anything. I don't know if the conference pack arrived in time.
Okay.
I hope so.
Was it Pokey running that, or was it Klaatu?
No, it was Klaatu. Okay. And someone else. Sorry, my brain is not working.
Yes,
right,
and
now.
Mine is not working as well. Apologies. This will be an apologies for next month. Okay, a few things about the... If you're uploading a show... We the admins are responsible for adding the old caro.net outro at the end of the show, so we'll update that. So if you could download the new outro to your show and use that instead. I'd also like to switch to using HTML for the show notes. So there'll be an updated version of the README file this month. So if you could have a look at that, please. And we'll comment more about that at the end of the month. Shall we go through some of the other news that was on the mailing list? It's been a bit quiet this month. So the mailing list is at hackerpublicradio.org/maillist. We'll redirect you over there. If you're not on it already, please join, even if you're not a HPR host.
Yeah, let's talk about the harebrained idea. I didn't respond, but I actually would like to participate, especially if we do it with Mumble.
Yes, can you tell our listeners what that harebrained idea is?
It's some audio recording. I don't really remember the details. I always wanted to go back and respond, but I didn't, so I don't remember.
I think the idea there is that he's thinking of doing a theatrical production, some production, using the voice talent of the HPR hosts and community. So you don't have to be a HPR host to participate. You can just be a HPR listener. It's more than fine if you're interested in adding your voice to the theater work of Lovey's. Okay, and we had Corba with a idea to have a Creative Commons Ogcast, Netcast, whatevercast, and video torrent tracker. And he's been busy looking into that. So if there's people interested, go back on the mail list and have a wee look at that. It gets quite technical on the whole torrent thing, what they're trying to do. So shall we deal with selecting the CMS now?
Yeah, I see that you got some feedback.
From...
Tell us about it.
From Jonathan. One of the main stated goals of any CMS or any HBR site is that it's got to be accessible, particularly for blind users. I'm still working on some ideas how to make it accessible for deaf users. Yes, don't laugh, it's a podcast. He was kind enough. If any of you is listening to any of his This Week in Debian, This Week in Fedora, This Week in whatever, you know that he's very busy at the minute, but he did take time to go and look over the HPR site, the Drupal site, and the WordPress site to see how they were all going to work out. His points are that the HPR site isn't that bad. He preferred the WordPress site mostly because the person did a better job with the layout. The Drupal site, he says, is generally very accessible, but it could be cleaned up a little. So that is, and he gave us some more, advice on how to do some tips on Drupal.
But anyways, it seems that with whatever system we choose, it's going to work accessibility-wise. Yes.
And the last interesting part about that was he has a shout-out, and I quote here, "I don't know if you're a web designer," which I'm not, "but it would be cool for someone to do a HPR episode on website accessibility. I can speak on accessibility, but not on design and accessibility." So if there are website designers out there, somebody who designs website for a living / hobby, then it would be a nice conversation to have with Jonathan to see, okay, how can we improve the accessibility of a site, and ask good questions. So,
and it would be great for us to learn as much as possible to make a very great Hacker Public Radio website. Yes. In the future.
So if there's a website, somebody who does website design, and knows the questions to ask, feel free to volunteer, or at least, if you don't want to do the show yourself, drop us a quick email with some points to ask, and we'll be sure and get that done. So we've had a few meetings about the website. I spoke to Ira, I spoke to CodeCruncher, and a few other people on email. And as it turns out, regardless of which solution we pick, we're going to have to hard code our own stuff. Well, not hard code. We're going to have to code certain elements of the HBR website anyway. So what we've decided to do is take baby steps and improve the site as it stands now at the moment. And where possible, use external services for all the cool features. So I don't know if...
Yeah, and whatever we hard code, we can always port it over to another CMS if we decide to make that step.
It's probably the safest thing to do anyway for the moment. On the IRC channel, we had Pegwall has offered to mirror HPR. Now I know I want to have Stank send in a Stank Dog send in a. He has promised me a pod episode on, the specs of the server and the bandwidth that we're pulling down. I think I'm trying to consolidate that statistical information anyway. So that would be probably interesting for our listeners. But he has offered to host a mirror, and as a backup, I think I'll start FTPing stuff over to him.
Okay, next point. Callisto FM, what's that about?
Well, I got an email out of the blue saying that somebody had suggested that we put Hacker Public Radio on Callisto FM, which is one of these streaming services. But unfortunately, as I was reading the terms of service, they don't allow recording or redistribution of any of their streams, which is incompatible with the Creative Commons license that we released the show under. So therefore, I think personally that that would be a violation of our license. So
too bad. Maybe we can find some other streaming services that would
match. Yeah, I don't know if it would be, because, I mean, we say in the, maybe we should add to the outro that you can download the show for free at hackerpublicradio.org. So it's, despite the fact it's been streamed by them, they are conforming to the license because it's licensed under that, and so long as people know where they can get it. So more to think about, I guess.
Yeah, good point.
Okay. The last thing I want to talk about is the CC BY-SA thing.
Yeah, that's going well, isn't it?
It is. 17 hosts have replied, though. So we still have 107 who haven't replied. So.
Well, you didn't... Oh, did you ask for replies? I know that people just spontaneously said that for to them it's okay, but you only asked for feedback, not really for everybody to reply whether they are okay with it.
No, I asked them... Well, I thought I asked them for a reply. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what I'll do. And this is something I need to ask anyway. I will ask yes or no if people want their show relicensed. So this is a notification to everybody who has hosted the show. I will be sending an email to you asking explicitly whether you license the show. And of course, I'll take those hosts out. If I have not heard back from you and you assumed that you had given permission or not, please email me, because I need a copy of a document somewhere with your email address on it to say that you approved the license change. I just can't go ahead willy-nilly and change it. But even though we only have 17 hosts who have returned, so that's 100%, you know, of people, which is very positive. That corresponds to a
Let me rephrase that. 100% of the people that have replied agree to have the permission changed.
Thank you very much for that. Are you a lawyer in your day life? So that corresponds to a third of the shows so far have been relicensed. So that's kind of cool. And I don't know if you saw it, Code Cruncher, but I've modified the CMS that you can select the license per host now.
I haven't seen it, but that's good.
If you go into the edit host thing, you can there's a drop down there. And starting this month, now that we've decided to go ahead with the current site, I'll be adding RSS feeds, versions of the feeds, so that you have a CC BY-SA and greater feed and the non-commercial feeds. And I don't know, that's enough. That's all I have.
That's, I think, all we had on the list. So that's the end of the community news for May 2011.
Thank you very much for joining us. And next month, we'll post it on the mailing list and on the website. If you want to join the show, feel free to do so. And it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from CodeCruncher.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. For more information on the show and how to contribute your own shows, visit hackerpublicradio.org.